I work as a doctor at the Eye and Ear Hospital. That's my main location. And I specialize in ophthalmology, where we do eye surgery. So today, another side. Okay. Today, I'm going to ask talk a little bit about the possible dark side of blue light. You hear all kinds of questions and people asking and newspapers talking about blue light, LED screens. Is it bad? Is it good? Does it cause any problems? And I'm just going to share a little bit of my exposure and what I've learned from my science. Now, I'm biased, but I think that the best surgery ever invented is eye surgery, cataract surgery to be exact, because the cost-benefit ratio is amazing. It doesn't cost very much, but we can transform lives. People in the villages who cannot see, we take out the cataract and they can see again. And we do this kind of surgery often. It's actually our most common surgery that cataract surgeons or ophthalmologists do. And so today, I'm going to show you a brief video of what cataract surgery is like, what it looks like, and what I do almost every day in terms of operating. Okay? So, for those of you who are going to faint, you can close your eyes. But I think it's quite interesting to see what cataract surgery is. I'm going to fast forward here and there, but this is what it looks like under my microscope. When I'm operating, this is how it looks like under the microscope. This white thing, the pointer doesn't come up, does it? Okay. This white bit here is the cataract. It's a very dense cataract. And so,
cataractcoach.com with a routine dense white cataract.
Can I switch off the volume?
And I know a lot of you are
fast forward a bit. So, While we're working that out, I'll just briefly explain what we do. And I'll show you a video very quickly. In cataract surgery, there is a lens inside your eye. Think of your eye like a camera, a lens and the film. And the lens, or the window of your eye, becomes very cloudy and hazy. So think of your window with lots of dust or muck. And what we need to do is to actually remove that lens and put in a new lens into the eye so you can see better. In the olden days, Egyptians, 3,000 years ago, did cataract surgery as well. But that cataract surgery was very primitive. They did not have lenses to put in to replace the window that you've taken out. So what they did was they literally used a knife and they stabbed the eye really hard to push the lens back down into the eye. So they basically pushed away that window. So you break the window, think of it like breaking the window and letting it fall behind. But that was really bad because they eventually went blind from the lens floating about in the eye. So that was 3,000 years ago. But over the past 50 years, cataract surgery has had much advancements. We've removed the lens, and we've replaced it with a lens the size of your little finger, 1/4. So look at your little finger and the size of your nail, and 1/4 of that. That is the size of the lens we put inside your eye. So after we take out your old lens that is blurry and hazy, we put in a clear lens about the size, 1/4 of your little finger, inside. And that helps you see better. Now, one of the things about the lens is that people make a lot of money from lenses, the companies. One lens, the cheapest lens that we have here in Australia, costs about $700, okay? $700. But that can go up. There are many features of lenses that you can use that go up to about $2,000 to $3,000 for just one single piece of special plastic that is that small. But I think it may be worth to spend... Just look at the screen. Okay, sure.
You control the arrows. Your arrows will be on the screen.
As in when I go there, right? Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay. Thank you, everybody. So I'm just going to go through this very quickly on the screen. Okay. So, this is awesome. This is fun, okay? So we make a cut in the eye. We put some dye in the eye so we can see better. We remove the dye. We make another cut. So this is a big cut. So we use a knife. We go in. This knife is 2.4 millimeters. Small, 2.4 millimeters into the eye. Okay? It looks big here, but it's only 2.4. And then we do this part that I find really hard. We peel off the top bit of the lens. Can you see he's peeling it like cling wrap? And you try to make a perfect circle around, like that. So you pull, and you're trying to work in that small area. And pull, and pull, to try to make a perfect circle. This is not my video, but I have videos like that as well. I'm just not showing mine for privacy reasons. But that's what we do. So we make a nice little hole there. And from that hole, you can access the cataract with a with what we call a vacuum cleaner, sort of like a vacuum cleaner. It goes in and sucks out the lens. Okay? Now, I found the hardest part of cataract surgery peeling this peel. Because if you peel it the wrong way, sometimes it goes wrongly, because you imagine you're working in a small little area, less than 2.4 millimeters here. If you peel it and it goes out, you're in deep trouble. And your heart sinks and your heart beats faster and faster and you sweat. And it's happened to me a few times. Four or five times in my career, in my four years. It happens. But there are ways to save and salvage the thing. But I found that the hardest in my career when I was learning cataract surgery. So we keep going, we go in, we suck out the lens, and you want to suck the right things. You don't want to suck the wrong things, okay? If you suck out the wrong things, the patient can go blind. So you make sure that you're sucking just the lens, and nothing else. Can you see it's going out? You say you're sucking it away. It's sort of using a vacuum with pulsations, and it removes it, and you suck it off, all off. And then you see it's orange now. You can see the back of the eye. It's clear, it's orange. And then the last bit is injecting the lens that I was talking about. Okay, so here we go. I'll be putting a bit of jelly in the eye first. Where is my lens? Okay, there we go. So we're injecting the lens, so we're twisting it. It's going inside, and it opens up inside the eye, slowly. You adjust it the right way. And it opens up, and there is your cataract surgery. And it looks very pretty, and it's very nice. It's awesome surgery, okay? Okay, so, as I mentioned, this is the size of the lens that we put in the eye. And as mentioned again, there are many different kinds of lenses. The companies come at you with so many different lenses. They say that mine is better than this one because this one has a special power. This one can adjust for different things. But the newest trend is the blue light blocking lenses. Okay? The blue light blocking lenses. So the lenses that look yellow because they block blue light. So they say that, oh, this is good because it prevents macular degeneration. This is good because it protects your eye. Is it really true? Can you believe drug companies sometimes? Can you actually believe what people say? And so, the question is there any truth to any of these claims? Because if you type blue light in the internet, you get all kinds of stuff. Can you really believe it? All right? Now, who's this guy? Abraham Lincoln. Tell me what he says here. He says here, don't believe everything you read on the internet just because there's a picture with a quote next to it. All right? That's what Abraham Lincoln tells you. Don't simply believe anything like that. All right? Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Known as the smartest man in the world, maybe, right? Einstein. My greatest fear is that people will attribute fake quotes to me and millions of morons on the internet will believe it. Okay? So, My advice first is do not believe everything you hear or see or read on the internet. You have to take facts into consideration and take a measured response. Don't just go one way or the other, but balance what you see. And what I'm going to do today is mention four simple facts. Four simple facts that will hopefully give you a bit of balance and perspective on blue light and light in general. And feel free to ask me questions after as well if you'd like to. Okay, number one, fact number one. Blue light is not evil. Okay, it is not evil. Some people say, oh, blue light's bad. Don't go to the jungle and never come back. Close your eyes. Blue light is not bad. This is the electromagnetic spectrum. For those of you who are science students, or you're more qualified than me, light is is part of the electromagnetic spectrum. And it consists of various things. The radio waves that we have, microwaves that we have, infrared, ultraviolet, X-rays, and gamma rays. And we can't see these waves, but these waves are actually everywhere. Radio waves are everywhere, bouncing around. We're just not tuned to seeing them. But we can see the visible spectrum of light, which is red all the way to violet. And blue light is somewhere around here. So it's on the higher frequency, okay? It's on the shorter wavelength here, 700 to 400 nanometers, but higher frequency. So people speculate. The speculation is that light with less wavelength or higher frequency is more power, therefore more likely to damage the eye. Okay, that's what they say. So the most, when people think about blue light, people think about this, right? Think about your laptops, your iPads, your computer screens. But what is the biggest source of blue light? What do you think? Exactly. Our good friend, the sun, contains the whole electromagnetic spectrum from red to ultraviolet and even more. So when you have a rainbow, you see the whole light because the sunlight has so much blue light and it just breaks into red and so on and so forth and all the way to violet. So the sun is the biggest emitter of blue light. So it is not evil. You can't go and say, oh, I'm never going to look at the sun. I'm going to hide forever. We need blue light. Blue light is important, okay? So fact number one is blue light is not evil. That's easy. All right. Now, because it's not evil, I'm going to show a blue screen now, okay? It's to wake you up. Now, blue light influences circadian rhythm. That's fact number two, circadian rhythm. What is circadian rhythm? It is part of your sleep-wake cycle. So, you know, you wake up at 6:30 or 7, you have your breakfast, you wash your face, you brush your teeth, you go to work. And then you go to work, you come back, and about 8 o'clock after dinner, 9 o'clock, you start feeling sleepy, all right? Because that's part of your circadian rhythm, your cycle. That's what it means. So circadian rhythm means a cycle. And this cycle is influenced by this hormone called melatonin, okay? Melatonin. And so when you look at this graph here, at 12 a.m., yes. We'll keep going again anyway. Melatonin starts to increase towards the evening as we go along. And as that level gradually increases, you start feeling more tired, more sleepy, and you go to sleep. You fall asleep because of the melatonin. It helps you sleep. And then melatonin levels go peak during the night and then get lower and lower and lower by the early morning, and you're ready to wake up that time. That's how melatonin works. And blue light is important because it helps regulate this. In the morning, when you're exposed to sunlight, it reduces the amount of melatonin, and what happens is that you start waking up again. If you, let's say, start feeling sleepy here, and start looking at your screen or bright light, very bright blue light, what is going to happen is that your melatonin levels, instead of peaking, are going to just drop again, and therefore disrupting your sleep. Now, we know what bad sleep does to you, right? We know that disrupted circadian rhythm, everybody can attest to this. You don't have to be a scientist. If you are constantly awake and you're randomly waking up at wrong times, you get insomnia. You can't sleep well. If you can't sleep well, you get fatigued during the day. And you get things like depression and so on and so forth. So disrupting your melatonin with blue light is going to cause problems to your general health because you will just fatigue and you will not do well. Now, there are associations as well of disrupted circadian cycle of melatonin with obesity. So if you want to lose weight, don't do too much nonsense, sleep early, and diabetes. And interestingly enough, possibly, breast cancer and also prostate cancer. Okay? I don't want to scare you because there are varying reports. There are varying science reports. Some say that some studies say that people who work night shifts, so doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, ambulance workers, and entertainment workers, people who work in the entertainment industry, have a higher risk of breast cancer. Some studies say that. And the hypothesis is because of their disrupted sleep cycle. But some studies say no. There are multiple studies, and the evidence is still out there. Okay, the evidence is still out there. Therefore, this is unclear, but we know for certain that disrupted circadian rhythm can cause you multiple health effects. All right? So, just quick recap. Blue light is not evil. Blue light influences circadian rhythm. And the next one, we are not sure if blue light damages the eyes. If you look at the newspaper the past 2 or 3 years, CNN says, oh, LED lights damage eyes. The Guardian says, blue light from phone screens accelerates blindness. How blue light could damage cells in your eyes, Forbes. BBC, smartphone overuse may damage eyes. Newspapers love to hype up things, okay? They have to do that to sell papers, to get people to click. But is it true? Well, these things come from a very recent paper. This all came up because of this paper from Scientific Reports, which is quite a reputable journal of Nature. We know Nature. Nature is a big, huge journal, a very reputable scientific journal. And the authors here, Ratnayake, wrote here, blue light excited retinal intercepts cellular signaling. So it's just a big term that says that blue light may cause damage to cells. And what they did was essentially use various cells and expose it to blue light. So they put blue light onto some cells and just exposed it and see what happened to the cells. And cells did die. Okay? Cells did die. But many people don't realize, after reading carefully, these cells that were used were not eye cells, number one. Number two, these cells were used in an in vitro study. So they were used in a lab. So, you know, you grow the cells in the lab, in a plate, and then you shine light. So it doesn't really apply fully to what we experience. And lastly, high intensity of light was used, at least 1 microwatt, whereas 0.2 microwatts is enough for us to see clearly. And that's what we usually have anyway. So if you look at anything bright enough, you will damage your eyes anyway. So these are things to take in mind, and therefore, we are not sure if blue light damages your eyes. So don't go around running away scared, because this is not confirmed yet, and we don't know. We don't know. Lastly, this one is true. Too much screen time is bad, okay? Why? Because it reduces your blink rate. If you're looking at a screen all the time and you're focusing, studies have shown that you don't blink enough. Your eyes are focusing and your brain forgets to blink. So your eyes dry out. You get itchy eyes, tired eyes, and it becomes very irritated. It causes muscle strain. Sorry, let me get up there again. Muscle strain, because you're constantly focusing on near things. When you focus on near things, your eye muscles turn in, your eye muscles squeeze and focus on near. So it takes a lot of muscle power, and you get eye strain, and you get headaches. And lastly, it can also cause eye turns in some children, where the eye is not straight. You've seen some people whose eyes are not straight, right? And so this is a child who has an esotropia. The eye is turned in. Can you see? It's a little bit inwards. And we do surgery for this. We fix eye surgery. Now, recently, in 2016, in Korea, there was this new term called iPad-induced esotropia. They found that kids who were constantly looking at iPads, some of them, not all, of course, some of them, there was a small cohort who had kids and their eyes were permanently turned in. And after ruling out every other cause, because there are many causes of eye turning in, brain causes, eye causes, every cause, after ruling out all those causes, the only thing that they could come to conclusion was iPads. And so after stopping the iPads, they gradually improved. Some improved completely normal, some still required surgery to fix the eyes. So we know that too much screen time is not good as well. So recap briefly, blue light is not evil. Blue light influences circadian rhythm. We don't know if blue light is bad for the eyes. Evidence is weak, so don't go around scaring people. And too much screen time is bad. Last slide. So what do we do from this then? Do we just continue life as normal? Do we change? Well, these are some things that come to mind. Firstly, limit your screen time, especially near bedtime, right? Because bedtime, your melatonin levels are going up. And if you suddenly look at blue light, your melatonin levels drop, and you will lose your sleepiness, and you need to sleep well. Consider using night mode to reduce blue light at night. So some of you have iPhones or phone or laptops that the screen becomes a bit yellow. Have you seen that before? It becomes yellow at night. And this actually has been shown to possibly reduce the effects of melatonin. So if you really have to look at your phone at night, if you really have to look at your laptop at night, try to use this night mode to reduce the blue light coming out. Use the 20-20-20 rule when using screens for a long time. So if you're looking at a screen for a long time, every 20 minutes, close your eyes or look outside for 20 seconds at something 20 feet away. Okay, so every 20 minutes, look out somewhere for 20 seconds at something 20 feet away or 6 meters away, meaning relax your eyes. Every time you're on a computer, after 20 minutes, have a look outside. Look outside far away, look into the window to relax your eyes. If your eyes are really tired because you are constantly on the computer, and this is part of our life in our jobs nowadays, use preservative-free lubricants to put in your eyes when they're tired. This will help you as well. All right. There is no evidence for blue light filtering glasses. Okay, so don't go and waste $200 on some glasses that people claim will help you. There is no evidence for that. We do not know whether that helps at all. So don't go waste your money on something expensive for something that may not work. And lastly, take time to smell and see the roses in your life. Meaning, when you look at something in the morning, when you look at the sunrise in the morning, or when you look at the tree and the wave, the leaves waving, the autumn leaves falling, appreciate what you can see, that you have good eyes, that God has given you something great to enjoy. And say that, oh wow, I can actually appreciate that. I can look out into the sky and see the sunrise. I can see the clouds coming. I can see the lightning happening. I can see waves crashing on the ocean and enjoy that. Be grateful for what you can see. The last thing I want you to do is to, can everybody close your eyes for a second? Everybody close your eyes. Close your eyes. And I want you to imagine something that is really beautiful to you. All right? Something really beautiful to you. The ocean, the mountains, anything. The river. Close your eyes. Imagine that. Okay? And I just want to read a Bible verse for you, a verse from a book of wisdom that says this: You alone are the Lord. You made the skies and all the stars. You made the earth and everything in them. And so as you close your eyes and as you imagine what you're looking at, be thankful. Be thankful for what you can see. And now when you open your eyes again, go back with a renewed sense of awe. I can see all these amazing things with my eyes, and I'm going to do my best to protect them. Thank you very much, and feel free to ask me questions later on as well.